Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
If you get enough faith, it will deliver you from sin, no matter what it is. When you get faith, you start believing what? That God is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And you believe that God is just with you and on you. And so you won't say things your flesh would normally say. You won't do things your flesh would normally. Why? Because faith says God's ever present. He's right here. Faith is the answer to everything. And so Paul writing to this young preacher, he said, stir up the gift of God. Now that gift could be the Holy Spirit. But I believe he was talking about faith because he talks about that earlier. He said, unfeigned faith, stir up the faith. In other words, he said, get your faith excited. Get your faith excited. You know, faith can be dormant. God's given every man the measure of faith. Your faith can be dormant. But it wasn't until Jesus was awakened that he calmed the storm. Faith might be sleeping in you, but if it's dormant, it will not perform that which God has given it to you to perform. You got to wake it up. You got to get it excited. And there's lots of things that excite my faith. The Bible said that a good report from a far country is like a cup of cool water to a thirsty soul. And so a good report excites my faith. So many of you come to me and you've got great testimonies. You've got good reports from the doctor. That excites my faith. You've got reports of your children coming to the Lord. That excites my faith. Good reports are exciting, and they turn me on to my faith. My faith jumps up. One of my favorite sermons Bishop Jakes ever preached was, Make My Baby Jump. Oh, that's a great sermon. It's one of the greatest sermons I've ever heard. Two greatest sermons I've ever heard in my life was, Make My Baby Jump and Cheated at Church. Those are my two favorite sermons I've ever heard anybody preach. And so when he talked about make my baby jump, I could relate to that. And so with me, it's excite my faith. Tell me something good. Give me a good report. The Bible said things that are low. Think on these. Some people, you just want to steer clear of them because they'll dampen your faith. They'll rain on your parade. But some people have that wonderful gift of exciting your faith. So I want to talk primarily about three things that excite my faith. Number one, the promise of His Word excites my faith. When you begin to believe what I believe, that God's Word is preeminent over anything. You know, He said He's exalted His Word above His name. You know, there's nothing like the name of Jesus Christ. And yet He said He's exalted His Word above His name. Why is that important? His name does not mean anything if His Word is not true. But if His Word is yea and amen, if His Word is true, His name becomes powerful. There are people that I know that when you just mention their name, people just discount it. They say, you say so-and-so is going to happen. Say, why? Well, because Jim Bob told me it was. And when you tell them Jim Bob told you, they're no longer interested because they know Jim Bob's word's no good. It doesn't matter. But when I tell you that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, that His Word can't return void. I've got tremendous confidence. His Word is exalted above His name. They got two little sayings in Louisiana. They said, a friend of mine told me this about T.W. Barnes. He pastored men in Louisiana. He was a prophet, and I preached for him. He's in heaven now, just a wonderful man. But the guy said that Brother Barnes's prophecies are so sure. He said, if he tells you a mosquito can pull a locomotive, hook him up. And he said, if he tells you a rooster dips snuff, look under his wing. He said, that's how good Brother Barnes is. Everything he says come to pass. Well, I don't know about men, but I can tell you that God's word is that good. And every word shall come to pass, every jot and every tittle. His word will not pass away. It is forever established. And so when I look in the face of circumstance that are negative, adverse, things that I know that are going to be troublesome for me, and I'm facing them head on, I do my very best to go to the Word of God and find a promise that discounts or reverses that tribulation and that trouble that's facing me, because I know His Word is greater than the trial. Every time. And so his word excites me. And Jeremiah, I love this passage in Jeremiah. It's Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 8 and 9. But I love what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah felt like every preacher feels sometime in his life. If you've never been a pastor or a preacher, I can tell you every pastor and every preacher has felt this way at some time. I'm wasting my breath. I'm wasting my time. Nobody is listening to me. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to change their life. Everybody feels that way at some time. And Jeremiah felt that way. He said, I am not making a difference in Israel. And because of that, he said, I will prophesy and preach no more. So he took a vow to himself that he was going to quit the ministry. Tommy Barnett said it, and I've said it 10 times since he's been here. Somebody said, Tommy built three of the greatest churches America's ever known. He's such a great man. He's 86 years old. He's still traveling the world preaching. He's just an amazing guy. But somebody asked Tommy, said, Tommy, did you ever feel like quitting? He said, every day. Every day. He's been preaching since he was a teenager. He's 80-some years old, and every day he's thought about quitting. But he said, I just never knew how to quit. I understand it. I don't know how to quit. So Jeremiah said, I'm going to quit. But then he brought us this verse. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. He said, I can't quit because the word is shut up in my bones like a fire. Friend, that's the reason why you need to study the word of God and learn the word of God. That when things are bad, that word of God will just begin to burn inside of you. And you'll look that doctor in the face and say, I appreciate your dedication, sir. I appreciate your plaque on the wall. I appreciate all the time you've been at Johns Hopkins. I appreciate everything you are. And doc, I'm not changing doctors, but I'm just telling you, you're wrong. Because I've appealed it to a higher court. Oh, don't you love appellate courts? I watch the news and I think that's settled. And then all of a sudden they appeal it and it's dismissed by the appellate court. You don't know how many things the devil, the world has decided against me and I've appealed them to God. And God said, charges dropped, case dismissed, because the word is great. And so, friend, when I have a problem and I say I'm a little despondent and a little discouraged, things are stacking up against me that I don't like. People are giving reports that I don't want to hear. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to appeal it to the Word of God, because the Word of God has a way of exciting my faith. And when my faith gets excited, you know what it says? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am an overcomer. No, I am more than an overcomer. I shall possess this land. Why can you say that? Because my faith is excited. You want a key for living for God? Dr. King said longevity has its place. And Pastor Becky and I now have experienced longevity in Christ and longevity in pastoring, and it has its place. I'll guarantee you that. But we can trace our longevity back to the fact that we know how to stir up our faith. We know how to ignite our faith. We know how to excite our faith. And the main way we do that is by the power of the Word of God. It doesn't matter what the elder says or the deacon says or your pastor says. If you can appeal it to the Word of God, they'll have to step back and sit down and say, I'm sorry. I am just sorry. I've told you about my friend preaching in the great L.A. Coliseum to a great group of people. And a woman came up to receive the Holy Spirit. And he gave her instructions and she did not obey one of them. And he got real mad. And he said, this woman is in rebellion. She'll never receive the Holy Ghost. That was the preacher's word. What he didn't realize that he was talking in English. She couldn't understand of English. That's the reason she wasn't obeying him. She spoke only Spanish, not one word of English. And finally a translator came up and gave her instructions. She threw her hands up and God baptized her with the Holy Ghost. Immediately after the preacher had said, said you'll never receive the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, preachers are good, but they ain't that good. They ain't nobody better than the Word of God. Appeal your case to the Word of God and let your faith get excited and say, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. You remember the little story in your book when you were in school. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And after a while, as I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. I can overcome every demon out of hell. I can overcome every obstacle in my way. I can overcome every trial that the devil brings against me if I get my faith stirred up and excited in Jesus' name. That's a word for somebody here today that's facing something this week. You're going to have the biggest victory you've ever had in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so Jeremiah said, I can't quit. His word is in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And the second thing that I stir up and excite my faith with is the report of the Lord. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the Lord, arm of the Lord revealed? Friend, I get reports all the time, but I choose to believe the Lord's report. There's a reason why it's called Alpha Omega. You know what that Omega is, don't you? That's the last word. God has the last word. Your husband don't have the last word. Your wife don't have the last word. Your friend don't have the last word. Your enemy don't have the last word. Your doctor don't have the last word. Your banker don't have the last word. It said he is the Omega. And so praise God, I am going to accept the report of the Lord over everything else. I've told you 100 times in the 80s, we were broke. We had no money, couldn't pay our bills. Went to my banker and he said, do everybody a favor and file bankruptcy. But I wasn't going to file bankruptcy and be a reproach on the name of the Lord. And a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, they sent a vice president out from Wells Fargo Bank. And they said, we were banking at Randolph totally then. We still do some. But she said, Pastor said, every bank in town would like to have your business. And she said, but Wells Fargo's going to get it. Because said, tell me the best deal you can get in any bank and I'll beat it. You know why that happened? Not because of men or women. It happened because when men gave me a report, I vetoed their report and said, I'm going to wait on the report of the Lord to come in. Friend, that's what it means when it says wait on the Lord. Wait for the final word. Don't take your doctor's word as the final word. Don't take your marriage counselor as the final word. Wait on the word of the Lord to come in, because the last word is the final word, and the final word is the Omega, and he is the Lord God of all. And by faith we understand this world was framed by the word of God. And if God can make this big old planet and spin it out in this universe with his word, you think he can't fix your marriage? You think he can't heal your body? You think he can't fix your finance? You think he can't save your children? You think he can't reconcile a relationship? I said, don't take the report of man, report of the Lord. And so when I find that people are frowning and negative and critical, I just close my eyes to them and close my ears until I can get back and get on my knees and say, now, Lord, you tell me the truth. I've heard the rest of them, and now I want to hear what you've got to say. And not one time has the Lord ever said you're going to be defeated. He's never said it's time to quit, it's time to stop, it's all over. He's never said that. The Lord has always said, I'll make a way where there is no way. I'll bring you through. Don't listen to the gainsayer. Don't listen to the skeptic and the critic. And when I get the report of the Lord, my faith just jumps up and does handstands. It says I can go anywhere. I can do anything. I can possess the land because the Lord said I can. Hallelujah. And the third and final point is when the devil comes in like a flood, it excites my faith. No. When it comes in, like, don't that depress you? No, because I know my God is greater than any flood. And I know that my flood, that the flood triggers the attributes of my Father. Because he said, when the adversary comes in like a flood, I'll raise a standard against him. In fact, God said he would do six things when the enemy comes in like a flood. If you'll read that same chapter, Isaiah 59. Number one, God said, when the devil comes in like a flood and I raise up a standard, here's what's going to happen. You'll hear my voice. Ladies and gentlemen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's when God's voice becomes so succinct and so loud and so deafening that that's all I can hear. I hear God saying, what about the flood? God is saying, I'm greater. It's a big flood. God said, I'm bigger. It's tall. God said, I'm taller. It's wide. God said, I'm wider. It's been a while. God said, I'm older. God said, I hear the voice of the Lord. Six things happen to my faith every time the devil comes in like a flood. So does he come in often? As often as he can. He comes in often in my life like a flood. But when he does, praise God. God said in this same chapter, he said, you will hear my voice. He said, number two, I will save you. Friend, I don't care what it is. The Bible said you will experience lots of trials and tribulations, but he will save you out of them all. When the devil comes in like a flood, my faith gets excited because I know I'm about to see the delivering power of God. Friend, I've had some problems. I've been broke and broke ain't fun. I've been sick and sick ain't fun. I've been destitute and destitution is no pleasure. But friend, my Lord has delivered me, saved me out of every one of them. He brought me out and turned them around. In Jesus' name, he saved me. And so when the devil comes in like a flood, I don't throw up my hands and quit. I throw up my hands and praise the Lord and say, look what we got here. We got a flood, and that means there's a standard about to manifest. God's about to perform a miracle. Somebody going through something today in this building is on the verge of the greatest takeover and miracle you've ever had in your life. Instead of running from the flood, you ought to be running in the Holy Ghost and saying, hey, look what God is about to do. He's about to perform something in my life that I have never seen before. And number three, my faith gets excited when the devil comes in like a flood because the Bible said he will recompense me. Oh, I do like me some recompense now and then. I say, thank you for salvation, but bring me a big side of recompense if you would, please, Lord. Recompense means somebody's got to pay me what they owe me. That somebody might be somebody in the flesh, but it might be a devil or a demon. And the Lord gets them by the nape of the neck and says, cough it up. Cough it up. You're going to recompense him. You're going to give it back in Jesus' name. Whatever the devil has stolen from you, God said, if you'll let your faith get excited in the time of flood, and you'll say, I heard the voice of God. I'm saved, and now I'm about to be recompensed. God said, I'll make the devil bring back what he's stolen from you. Is there anybody in this building that the devil owes you something? I tell you, it's collection time. I tell you, it's recompense time. Oh, friend. But the Bible teaches us if we're going to have this, we got to begin to act like we trust God. We got to begin to dance in advance. Praise before it happens. Hallelujah. Because it's a matter of faith. Faith always says, I'm going to do it before it happens. I'm going to manifest my joy before I get the bucket out of the bottom of the well. I'm going to manifest my praise and my dance before the testimony comes. I'm going to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You don't know what the devil has stolen from me, but he's had to bring it back. and I charge high interest. My daddy used to sell me stuff, sell me horses and cows. Sold me a farm one time worth $200 an acre. Daddy said, I'm going to sell it to you, son. This is when I was really young. It's worth $200 an acre in Clay County, Illinois. He said, I'm going to sell it to you for $500 an acre. I said, Daddy, it's too high. He said, well, I'm just going to let you make a little payment down, every payment every month. I was feeling really good. But he said, I am going to have some interest. So I paid my daddy too much, paid him high interest. He was so happy until I put an ad in the Chicago Tribune, which was 240 miles away, and said farm for sale in Clay County, Illinois. And four guys from Mexico came and gave me $1,000 an acre for a farm that was appraised at $200 an acre that I'd paid for $500 an acre. Oh, friend, it's called recompense. I don't care what kind of mistakes you made. I don't care how much you paid. You might have paid too much. You might have stayed too long. It might be all your fault. Oh, you don't understand, my God. Oh, Dottie Rambo said he looked beyond my fault and saw my needs. Friend, you don't know how much of my trials are my fault, Tammy. They're my own fault. But God does not hold me accountable. He not only took my sins, the Bible said he took the handwritings and ordinances that were against me and nailed them to that tree. That means my fault. It was all my fault, but the Lord still made a way. I paid too much, 500 an acre, but praise God, they brought me $1,000 an acre. Friend, I've paid way too much for things in life, and the devil would snicker behind his hand and say, look at him now, he's in a trap. But my Lord said, you might be in a trap, but I'll deliver you out of them all. It's called recompense. So come on, devil, bring your best shot. Bring your best flood. My Lord is going to raise a standard. I hear his voice. He delivers me and he brings recompense. I got three more. You want to hear them? Come next Sunday. Stand to your feet, please. And let's lift our hands and worship the Lord right now. He's in this house. He's in this house. All you need to do to get victory over what's troubling you. Some of you got real problems. You got some real trials. Hey, that's not a fake sickness you got. That doctor was right. I'm not saying doctors are ignorant. I'm not saying doctors are wrong. I'm just saying they're not Omega. They're not the last report. Hallelujah. I got a great physician that can reverse any physician.
Yes.
He's the last word. Some of you got real sicknesses. Some of you got real money problems. Some of you got real family problems. But can you hear the voice of the Lord today? He's going to deliver you and he's going to recompense you in Jesus' name. And if I were you, I would claim it. This is the claim department right here. I got a claim. Oh, don't you like a claim? Don't you like the claim department? When you bought something and it don't work and you go up there and say, I'm bringing this back. And they don't even ask you why. They just say, you got your receipt? I got my receipt. Okay, we're going to refund your money. You're not going to tell them it's your fault it don't work. They just go, it's the claim department. That's what this altar is. It's the claim department. It didn't work. It might be your fault, but it don't matter. God is going to return it with a recompense. It's going to have big interest. You're going to make big profit on it. God's going to reward you for everything the devil's put you through. For every trial, you're not only going to be delivered from the trial, you're going to get a payday from the trial in Jesus' name. If you're in this building and you don't know Christ, I feel sorry for you. Hey, let me tell you, this world is too ugly to try to live in it without Jesus Christ. Come and give your life to the Lord. If you've never been baptized, you don't know what you're missing. That's where you grasp the name of Jesus Christ that can literally thwart every plan the devil has for you. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, you're minus the power. Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, after, not before, after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. Praise God. Oh, you're one of the greatest, wonderful saints of God I know. And the devil's come against you like a flood. But praise God, hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. God's delivering you. And now the recompense is coming. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, my sister. Claim it in the name of the Lord. Shita-da-da-ba. Heal. Heal.
In the name of Jesus.
Give her a strong, healthy body. Woo. Let her live to be an old woman in Jesus' name.